Parents might be seeing hints of mysterious affliction in their high school seniors right now. College students might be feeling it as well. It's senioritis. Adults can experience it later in life when they're quitting a job or making other life changes. But is it just, you know, going into a daydream, or is there psychology behind it? Our next guest says there is. Joining us now, Darsha Narvaez, professor of psychology at the University of Notre Dame. Professor, start. How much of this senioritis phenomenon is about a kind of a regression when you're about to make a big change and maybe part of you doesn't want to?
I think there's a lot of different, some combination of emotions probably varies by individual of what's going on. So you've got really fear of the future. You don't know what's going to happen. You're being pushed from your nest, what you're used to, and you're moving into the unknown, and you can be paralyzed by that. Stress really impairs your higher order thinking too, making it hard to do schoolwork.
So there can be some serious things going on here?
Yes. There can also be panic because you just don't have the self-confidence of maybe you have a great job ahead waiting for you, but your fear that you can't carry it out. You don't have enough experience, and you just have lots of misgivings about your ability to handle it.
So just kind of stay in bed with the covers over your head.
Yeah.
or look like you're partying. Look, we talk about it typically as being something that high school seniors, college seniors experience, but adults can as well?
That's right. I think it's just a sign of a major transition occurring. Sometimes you can be afraid, you can have a lack of self-confidence, but other times you might actually, a lot of seniors probably are anticipating the next life, their next stage of life, and they're eager to get into it. And it's really hard to focus on finishing up these, you know, mundane tasks because they've lost value. It's almost like a devil-may-care attitude, you know, about the past, and you just want to get on with life to the good stuff ahead. And I think for adults, that can happen too. But I think one of the big things that we in the States, I think, have a harder time with is grief. You know, that deep sadness that we're losing our current nest of support, our familiarity, our relationships, what we love and cherish. Those bonds are now going to have to go into our heads, be abstract, rather than physically present to us. And I think that's a lot of what happens in these major transitions.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, maybe be conscious that there's something more going on and be kind to yourself or your kid. Or it could just be that it's nice out and you want to get out and enjoy it. Talk more about some of the other things that might be going on with a young person. Overwhelmed at what's next.
That's right. I think they can be afraid of the future. What helps most people is to talk to your friends about it, your family about it, write about it. Learn to breathe deeply. One of my friends told me once that fear is excitement without breath. And I think sometimes we forget to breathe deeply. And these are the times when we really need to remember that and help each other.
You got to become an adult. I mean, truly become an adult.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to say goodbye to childhood. You have to say goodbye to those things you really valued, you really loved, and set up ways, ritual ways, maybe ritualistic ways to say goodbye. You know, senior classes give gifts to their schools. They have memory fests together with friends. Those are the kinds of things that will help you settle down those feelings of sadness, to express them and to move on.
There's a blog, College Parent Central. They have published some studies that show that the current, what they call the emerging adult age population, surveys of them show that they are not as impatient as earlier generations to get out into the world and take on responsibilities. They're less eager to do that, which is interesting. So they may be cocooning themselves.
That's right. Yeah. So that's the other issue.
So we've pointed out some of the problems, but I suppose this could also be a good thing, protecting yourself for a little while before you go out into the world.
Yes. And it also, I think these feelings that we have, if you pay attention to them, are signals for taking action in some fashion. And so that sadness can be a sign of how much you valued those things. And you can actually then turn your attention to appreciating them with your explicit mind, you know, not just feel it subconsciously.
Yeah. Well, so senioritis, it can happen to a high school senior, college senior, an adult later in life about to make a big change. If you just sort of knock back for a while. We know that it ends because many of us have been through it. But
that's right.
How does it end? What happens?
Well, we usually do snap out of it. I think we process those feelings, whatever they are. We have a little more experience in the new job or the new event of our life that's taking place. Sometimes, though, we do get stuck if life activities have gotten too narrow, that where we only went to work and then we retired. We only took care of children and then they left the nest. Then when those things end, we are kind of in shock because we lost everything that we knew how to do. So we have to kind of keep our balance of our life, put eggs in multiple baskets, and that's the way to buffer ourselves for these things.
That's Darsha Narvaez, professor of psychology at the University of Notre Dame. Darsha, professor, thank you.
You're very welcome.